This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is our Milwaukee basketball insider. Find his work at WolfelsPressBox.com, on Twitter at Gary with an E. Wolfel, we just call him White Gary around these parts. How are you this afternoon, White Gary?
I am doing well, and it's nice to see Sparky's off the DL.
Yeah, he's feeling better today.
It's nice to be off the DL. Hey, man, I was checking out one of your podcasts. Nicely done, man. You're the lead guy on his podcast over
really?
At WolfelsPressBox.com.
Steering the ship?
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, I'm going to have you guys on. No question about it.
Yeah, anytime.
It was fun to listen to.
Those viewers, not viewers. But
listeners,
followers.
Yeah.
I'm not cheap, but I'll join you anytime, Gary. And
there you go. What,
yes.
A burger at Cupies or something?
Right? Never seen. Hey, Gary, first things first, I don't know who you wanted necessarily because I wasn't really listening to the radio station yesterday while being sick, but that is who I wanted the Bucks to take, who they took, the kid out of Villanova. Who did you want them to take?
You know what, Steve? I really didn't really care. I was really intrigued by Troy Brown. Troy Brown, the kid that went
good defender
to the Wizards. I mean, he's only 18, and he's a multi-positional guy. And maybe I'm a little biased. I talked to him on two occasions. He's a real classy kid, and I thought that was a good pick for the Wizards. You know, I think the Bucks would have liked to have gotten Jerome Robinson. I'm trying to remember where he ended up. I think 13 at the Clippers. But, I don't have any problem with DiVincenzo. He's a good player.
We talk about him and then how he fits into this roster going forward. And you talk about Tony Snell and the amount of money you're paying him. And he was pretty much a flop last year, in all honesty, mm-hmm. of how he did. But – with that being said, he really doesn't fit as a bench guy because he can't give you any type of scoring off the bench. So his role still is better served probably as that defender on that first unit, that shooting guard position, and then let this kid still come off the bench as kind of your sixth man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Tony Snell is probably their best defender. I mean, they got to have somebody on the floor that can defend. I mean, you know, Bledsoe doesn't defend, and, you know, Middleton is very erratic. Giannis can defend and be a great defender when he wants to be, but he doesn't always want to be. And so, especially on perimeter guys, I mean, Snell can guard a 1, 2, 3, and even a 4 at times. So, you know, from a defensive standpoint, he can be pretty good if he's in the right mindset, you know. The question is he going to be in the right mindset?
Talking with our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfel, here on the Wendy's Big Show. This morning on the Chuck and Winkler show, I think it was on Chuck and Winkler, maybe Bill Michaels, I saw on Twitter that you said his comp in the NBA, as far as players who are in the league now or have been in the league before, is Kyle Korver. Don't you think he's a little bit more athletic and explosive than a Kyle Korver, who really is just a spot-up shooter, who waits for the ball to get passed to him, and then he shoots it? I think... You tell me if I'm wrong, DiVincenzo brings a little bit more to the table than that.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of misconstrued. What I was really saying is he's kind of a system player like Korver. I think you plug him in and he's a nice complementary piece to the people around you. I was talking to a guy this afternoon, a longtime NBA guy, and I compare him somewhat to Rex Chapman. Now, I don't know if you guys even know who he is.
Sure, we watch Rex Chapman play.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but I see a little Rex Chapman in him. You know what I mean? He's athletic. He can shoot the three. He can take it to the hole. Some very similar traits. The only thing is Rex Chapman's confidence level was always sky high every game, and I'm not sure that's the case with DiVincenzo. I think it tends to fluctuate.
I like him because I think he plays with some swag. That goes along with who he is. I don't think he's afraid
that
to take it.
That is so funny, Steve. Sorry to interrupt you, but I talked to a scout yesterday, and that's the first thing that came out of his words. He goes, he's got swagger, and
right.
I like that.
So do I. And I had said it on Bill's show earlier this week, and that was one of the things I really liked about him. You know, look, he's going to take threes. He's not afraid to take a big shot no matter where it is on the floor. He's going to defend and give you everything he's got on that side of the floor. He played for a really, really good coach in Jay Wright. Mm-hmm. There are so many positives, and I said earlier in the show, he's got a little Joe Alexander and a little Marvin Williams in him. The Joe Alexander...
Don't say that.
No, but it's true, though. I mean, you can't hide it. The fact of the matter is, like Joe Alexander, he didn't really pop into the first round until the tournament. That's kind of when he made his run to get into the first round. Otherwise, he probably was going to be a second-round pick that wasn't for the tournament. He's got Marvin Williams. He's got Marvin Williams in him because he wasn't a starter. I mean, he was pretty much a guy that came off of the bench, and that's what you're kind of going with. So both of those.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have to go that far back. You could be DJ Wilson.
Well, that's even worse. I don't want to compare anybody to him. Yeah, no, but I mean.
I mean, if you're going to make that comparison, because DJ Wilson was on nobody's radar basically until the Big Ten tournament.
He was on nobody's radar at that time. They picked him either, except the Bucks' radar.
Who, by the way, I know this is going to come as a shock. The Bucks are trying to trade.
Trade who?
DJ Wilson.
For what?
Anything.
Well, obviously. Right. I mean, come on. Seriously, get out of here. Just attach him. Attach him to
some. Trade him after 1 year.
Well, yeah, because they know it's not going to work. And again, work. It may work for some other team in 3 years or something. But at this point in time, we said it when they drafted him last year that it was a bad pick. It's clearly a bad pick after we watched what he did this year. And fine. So you move on from DJ Wilson and you go forward.
But you can't make mistakes like that, you know? I mean, 3 years ago they took Rashad Vaughn, you know, who I actually at the time.
I liked the Rashad Vaughn pick. I wasn't mad about that.
Yeah, but I mean, the bottom line is he was a bust, you know?
I don't.
Now it looks like DJ Wilson might be a bust. And, you know, if you're a franchise like the Bucks, you just can't make those mistakes.
I want to know the deal on Rashad Vaughn. That's what I want to know. Because I've heard different things on Vaughn. Like, I've heard that when Vaughn was here, he thought he was better than he was. And it kind of it rubbed people, some people in the organization the wrong way and the coaches the wrong way. That kid is very, very talented. Now, I don't know what his work ethic is like and everything else that goes along with it. But he is an NBA player based on the God-given talent that he has. And if he doesn't figure it out, he's going to be another one of many players that, you know, should have been in the league, should have been playing at a high level, and didn't because he cared about everything else too much.
Yeah, I mean, his maturity level was not very high, let's put it that way.
He was entertaining, though, on Instagram.
Well, of course. You know,
he could sing pretty good. He wasn't that bad of a singer.
Unfortunately, he wasn't entertaining on the floor, you know, so... But no, I mean, after he left for the Bucks, he went to what, three other NBA teams within a year?
Within a couple of weeks, I think.
Hey, by the way, and one of those teams was Orlando. Remember that?
Yep.
Which brings up this next point. And I think I brought this up with Rami yesterday. Did you hear he was in the mix for the GM job?
What GM job?
The 76ers are looking for a general manager, right?
Well, there should only be one. It should be David Griffin and call it a day. I don't know why it would be anybody else.
He is definitely the front runner, but the name I heard the last day or two, John Hammond.
Hey, I got one for you. Going that route, because John Hammond's the GM in Orlando, right?
Right, but he would be the head of president of basketball operations in Philly.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be unbelievable?
Yeah, well, if you don't believe, well, that would be amazing if he got that job.
But I think you're right. I think Griffin, when push comes to shove, is going to end up getting it.
But my point is, Mo Bamba, who they took at five, they gave him gave him jersey number five, though, okay?
Yeah.
So they had the press conference today. Hammond's not even in the picture. It's Weltman, Bamba, and Clifford. Those are the guys taking the pictures with the press, not Hammond.
Well, you know, I mean, we don't want to air laundry here, but we will. you know, Jeff Weltman and John Hammond have been best of friends.
Forever.
And the word going around is there's a little tension there.
Why is there always tension involving John? Why is that?
I have no idea. I mean, he's a very good guy.
Yeah, you know, I've always got along with Hammond. Yep.
No way around it. You know, they call him Gentleman John for a reason.
Yep.
I mean, some people are saying, and that's why his name surfaced in Philadelphia, saying that, you know, perhaps it's not like they hate each other or anything like that, but, you know, maybe that helps explain, you know, why he wasn't in that photo.
Why can't Hammond get a job in, like, Sacramento and get him out of the East? I don't want to deal with him in the East. I got no interest in that whatsoever. Go be the president of the Kings. Let him get rid of Vlade. I don't. He goes to be president of Philadelphia. He's going to get himself in a position to go win a ring.
Hey, by the way, did I hear you correctly on the show earlier today that if you were the Milwaukee Bucks, you would have picked Michael Porter?
I would have moved up to get Michael Porter once he got close. Once he got close, Gary. Now, again, I don't know the extent of how bad his back is through the medicals that he's been taking with teams. I have no idea.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
As far as pure talent, he might be the most talented player in this draft.
Totally agree. Totally agree. I mean, you know, a year ago, he was the best player.
He was going to be one. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I mean, if you go back a couple weeks ago, there's talk Sacramento might take him at two, you know?
Right.
But what I'm hearing is that bad. Back is bad. And I mean, it's pretty obvious the way he slid, you know, all the way to where did he end up again?
I think
14 to
14.
Denver.
I was going to say 15. Yeah. 14.
Yeah, 14 to Denver. And you know, Denver's owners got, you know, it's a Missouri alum. So they're thinking, you know, that's the reason. But crazy thing today is that one guy told me, he said that he thinks if Michael Porter plays again, it's going to be on a limited basis. And he wouldn't be shocked if he didn't play at all.
But see, like that's, ever? Hold on, ever?
Ever.
No.
Well, if that would explain why he fell past Philly, because that was a potential guy for Philly that could have made Philly holy crazy good in 2 or 3 years. Because Philly's in a position where they've got all this cap space anyhow. They could have redshirted him this year, not played him, wouldn't have lost anything, added a star player in free agency, and then added him into the mix next year with what they already had. And apparently they're trying to move Markelle Fultz. So, to me, that would have made all the sense in the world for Philly.
Well, I thought the Clippers were going to take Porter, you know, with one of their two picks at 12 or 13.
Right.
And when they passed on him, I was like, oh, my goodness. this could be absolutely brutal. But, you know, I think he's going to play. In fact, I talked to two guys that played with him about, I don't know, a week or two ago, and they thought he was fine. But, again, you know, if you hear, you know, talk to some of the NBA people, they're very, very skeptical about, you know, how much he'll ever play at all.
Well, that's why he slipped, obviously. Yep.
That is our Milwaukee basketball insider, Gary Wolfley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.